بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today's historical day, inshallah. We've managed to go through the Quran from beginning, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to finish today. You know, when I finished writing my notes, it's always an emotional moment. SubhanAllah, just before I finished, about a half a page before I finished, my pen ran out. And so I used an entire pen on writing the notes for this, you know, these tafsir classes. And SubhanAllah, you know, it's always like an emotional moment. And I was thinking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I made dua, I said, Ya Allah, please give me the ability to actually teach this last day. Because we don't know when our time will come, where we leave this world. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to make it through to the end of this tafsir, and to the end of the month of Ramadan, and to enjoy many, many years to come, inshaAllah ta'ala, upon Iman. We'll continue today and we'll finish a little bit early so that inshaAllah ta'ala we can get some dua in. Tonight is the 27th night of Ramadan. And even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us when the night of Laylatul Qadr is, many of the scholars of the past had said and made statements that they feel that it was on the 27th night. Either way, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our efforts. I don't know if you've seen the last Facebook post that I posted early this morning. SubhanAllah, a friend of my wife who lives in northern Alberta sent my wife pictures of the northern lights. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see, or Instagram or Twitter, you'll see the pictures there. Really beautiful, just highlight of green glow just flowing right across, you know, the land, subhanAllah, very, very beautiful to see. And I told my wife, you know, subhanAllah, at that time when her friend was seeing it out her window and took the pictures and sent it to my wife, and this was right after Fajr, our time today. And I was telling my wife, I said, subhanAllah, you know, in Australia, this is the beginning, or Australia, Fiji, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, that's the beginning of the day for today. So that was, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best, but that's the beginning of the night time for them on the 27th night. And so we're seeing, you know, beautiful signs in the morning over here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So we'll continue with Surah Al-Fajr. And we won't go through every single surah because of time, but we will go through as much as we possibly can, inshaAllah ta'ala. Surah Al-Fajr, the 89th surah of the Qur'an. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wal-Fajr, Wal-Layalin Ashr, Wal-Shaf'i Wal-Watr, Wal-Layli Iza Yasr, Hal Fi Thalika Qasamun Lidhi Hijr, Alam Tara Kayfa Fa'ala Rabbuka Bi'ad, إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us at the beginning of the surah that we again touch upon the people of Ad, right? The people of Thamud. And we mentioned earlier, and we gave it as homework, we said, you know, we asked, how did these people, these nations get destroyed? What was their destruction? Who remembers? We gave it for homework. Anyone else? Okay. Ad was by wind, and? Was? Lightning? Sound, okay? Sound. So Allah, maybe you're thinking lightning because of the thunder that comes afterwards, right? So Ad was the wind, and subhanAllah, we saw that. I gave it to you as a hint. I even said, hint, hint, in which surah? No, which surah? Al-Dhariyat. What does it mean? The scattered winds, right? And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about? Ad, the people of Ad. So the wind had come to them and destroyed them. And then the people of Thamud, it was the sound. That humming sound that we hear that is so intense. When you bring a microphone together, as we did as an example during the halaqah, brought two microphones together, try and hear that sound. even louder than that by far. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent sound to destroy them. But here at the beginning of Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by swearing by Al-Fajr, taking an oath by Al-Fajr, the dawn that we, alhamdulillah, catch every single morning, right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins here by taking an oath with the dawn. The very next verse, what does he say? وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. Now the scholars differ with regards to what exactly this is referring to. Is it, you know, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? But then those scholars say, well, those are the days. Those days are beneficial. But the last 10 nights of Ramadan is what the Prophet ﷺ focused on and said these are the most blessed nights of the year, right? So he would push his family, encourage his family as well to strive hard as much as you possibly can to benefit from these last few nights of Ramadan. And so, وَلَيَالٍ عَشَرٍ, right? The scholars of Tafsir say that the nights, the 10 nights, 10 last nights of Ramadan are the most powerful nights and most beneficial nights throughout the entire year. And imagine on Laylatul Qadr, we mentioned at the very beginning, and I've been holding off to say this, from the very beginning of our Tafsir, you know, class, we said that during the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies our good a'mal, our actions by 700 times, right? And then subhanAllah, we look at Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. That the night of Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months in terms of the reward that you would be getting for the actions that you did. Now what's 1,000 times 700? Imagine if you gave $1,000 for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know there's a fundraiser later, I'm pretty sure there is, right? I saw the microphone, everything's set up, looks like a fundraiser. So imagine, right, you give I'm not doing it by the way, so I'm not plugging anything right now, right? Imagine you give $1,000, it's multiplied by another 1,000 because it might be Laylatul Qadr, and then it's multiplied by 700 because it's Ramadan. What is that? $700 million. How many of us would own that amount of money in our entire life put together, all the year's salary put together? Not many of us, right? Hardly any, if, you know, maybe even one person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But subhanAllah, that's how much it's multiplied. So we always tend to focus on Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr, it's better than 1,000 months, 1,000 months, 1,000 months. But wait a second, Ramadan, it's also multiplied. And then subhanAllah, the sincerity that you might be giving with your heart, right? The khushu' that you have in giving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in itself is multiplied even more. So the amount is, it's uncalculable. Like we can't calculate how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us during these last few nights of Ramadan. And that doesn't only apply to money, by the way. That applies to your, imagine you perform, you know, your taraweeh. Or after that you go home and you pray qiyam on your own or with your family. SubhanAllah, earlier today, you know, there was someone was contacting me for, you know, marriage issues and problems. And I gave him advice. I said, listen, it's the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Right now, every single imam is busy, right? He's asking me who can help their situation. I said, listen, every single imam I know is busy, especially tonight. You know, there's going to be fundraisers galore and Khatam al-Quran. And subhanAllah, you know, everything is just happening on this night. And so, you know, I told him, I said, just grab your wife by one hand, grab the Quran with the other hand, and lead your wife in qiyam. Stand with your spouse, with your family, and pray together. That will make your hearts bond, inshaAllah ta'ala, right? So it's important for us throughout these last few nights of Ramadan to focus on trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sharing the khayr with our family members, right? Having them benefit as well, not just us. We shouldn't be the only ones here in the masjid, our family should be here as well. And if they're not, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Sometimes it's because of the children, it's difficult. My family isn't here today, my children aren't feeling well. So subhanAllah, we can't, you know, we can't always do what, you know, the most and push the family, but we try, right? We try. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the last 10 nights of Ramadan here, right? That these are the powerful nights. Laylatul Qadr is found within these nights as well. We'll move on inshaAllah to verses 15 to 20. Of the same surah, inshaAllah. Verses 15 to 20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدْرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here tells us that wealth and poverty will be a test, right? They will be a test for us.
فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي
أَكْرَمًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us what we want and what we need and what we desire and what we're pleased with, we're happy, we're comfortable, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for us. He gives it to us. We're content with it. Then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say?
وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا.
So this person, when he's tried, when he's going through a difficult moment, he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, my Lord has humiliated me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has humiliated me. Why? Because you're going through a difficult moment. You're being tested with your, with something that's absolutely dear to each and every one of us, our wealth. Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights that here, and how wealth and poverty are tests. Wealth is a test. Because we feel comfort, we feel content. But then what did we say happens when a person is, you know, happy with the situation that they're going through in their life? They tend to, not deviate, but disregard their deen. Start to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the actions of who? The actions of the mushrikeen, people that don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. They only turn to their gods, to their lesser gods, their statues, their false gods, only when they need something. And that is the actions of those who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah to make it easy for us to stay away from that and to be those who constantly turn to Allah, whether in goodness or in difficulty. From verses 27 to 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the tranquil heart and the soul.
يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the person whose heart is tranquil. You might go through those tests. You might be tested, and we all are tested all the time, right? We notice that there's always going to be an aspect of our life that's a test. Today, I was tired. I'm just going to use an example of myself because I know that's what was happening for me, right? Today, I was extremely tired. You know, there was an online conference last night. I was giving, you know, lectures at night, and then it was happening throughout the day yesterday, and then it was happening throughout the night yesterday, which was like 2 days ago during the night. So subhanAllah, just constantly lecturing and then coming here and teaching and going to masjid in Milton and back and forth, not sleeping enough, tired. Came home last night, 1:30 in the morning. My wife messaged me as I was leaving Milton saying, Marwa has an extremely high fever, come home as quickly as you can. Great, right? This is perfect timing. Alhamdulillah. I told my wife, I said, just, you know, be patient, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? There's a reason why this is happening. And so, you know, I get home, alhamdulillah, you know, giving her some Tylenol, fever goes down. But then, you know, subhanAllah, I'm sleeping and didn't get much sleep after Fajr, obviously, because I was awake, you know, doing the lectures online, Fajr. And then after Fajr, tried to get some sleep. But then the other daughter, Lina, the little one, she woke up. She only let, you know, us sleep for literally about 3 hours and then she was awake. And then subhanAllah, I got up with her because my wife, you know, was tired, stayed awake the night. And those are the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. At the times when you think you need the most energy, like today I'm going to go to Milton and do a fundraiser, right? I need the most energy in me. I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted. And subhanAllah, you know, my parents are coming tomorrow, so we're cleaning the house, getting ready. And at, you know, around 5:30, I told my wife I'm going to sleep for 1 hour, 5:30 to 6:30. And then I'll get up and get ready and come to the masjid. And subhanAllah, 5:30 I lay down, sleep for about 15 minutes, and then I hear, boom. And my wife had, you know, slid the cupboard door over and it banged against the wall. And I got up, I said, I looked at her, I said, oh, you scared me. I thought one of the kids fell down off the bed or something. Subhanallah, I went back to sleep, fell asleep. 15 minutes later, at 6 o'clock, all we hear is, right? Bang! And then, rah, crying, extremely loud crying. What happened?
one of our daughters actually fell off the bed. Right? She fell off the bed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how this happened, right? The little one, she fell off the bed and she started crying. And I was like, subhanAllah, I just want sleep. I just want to get some sleep. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Right? Then here he says, the qalb that is mutma'inna, the nafs, the soul, the heart that is pleased and content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he say? Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala content. Now this is also when the soul is being removed. Return. You're going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala content, pleased. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Enter into the submission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you always were content with, and then enter your garden. Enter the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be content. So try and be content as much as we can. I know it's difficult. Trust me, it's hard. I know. I gave you the example of me, right? I know it's hard, subhanAllah. And that's just a simple example. Some of us are tested with death. Some people are tested with divorce. Some people are tested with, you know, the loss of a family member, or the injury of a family member, or, you know, an illness that was diagnosed within, you know, some of the relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, but those tests are there for us to become stronger. They're there for us to become stronger, and that is what is important for us. Because each and every one of us will die. Each and every one of us will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we said yesterday, you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will have your good deeds there. And if they get you into Jannah, great. You can't give them to anyone else. Those belong to you. So continue to do the goodness, trying to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much and as best as we possibly can. We move on to Surah Ash-Shams, which is Surah number 91 of the Qur'an. And in this Surah, we notice a little bit of poetry. Right? We notice a little bit of poetry, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the verses so poetically that they all, you know, it's like rhyming, right? وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in the surah. From verses 1 to 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by such great creations of His. Right? We just recited the verses, you're all holding the translation. You look at those items of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's taking an oath by. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, taking this oath by these great creations of His, that a person, you know, purifies himself will be successful and the corrupt person will fail. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends with after taking an oath by all of these things, that the person who is pure and pure in their intentions, pure in their ibadah, pure in their worship, pure in their dua, pure in their salah, as in they're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is successful. So he goes on, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in taking this oath by a number of different things and then says, hey, listen, you want to be successful? Here, just worship Allah. That's it. You want to fail? Then don't be pure in your ibadah. Don't be pure in it. Just do as you want. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause you to fail. You'll be corrupted. Very simple, very easy, very straightforward. And then in verses number 11 to 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rejection of Thamud and their destruction that we just spoke about and we're not going to go over, inshaAllah ta'ala. We move on to to surah number 93 of the Qur'an. Which surah is it? Those that are keeping themselves up to date. Surah number 93. Wal-Duha. Surah al-Duha, right? What is al-Duha? The morning. Okay, the morning. The early part of the morning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this surah, the revelation at this point in time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received this surah, the revelation had slowed down. And it had slowed down and stopped. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ill. And he wasn't feeling well. And the mushrikeen of Mecca, the Quraysh, and the mushrikeen in general, you know, they had started to stay and make claims and statements that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Muhammad, has abandoned him. Right? The Lord of Muhammad has abandoned him. And so they were starting to rejoice and get happy and say, hey, look, you know, all these people, foolish people that were following Muhammad, look at that. right? Look, he's abandoned them now, right? And this, you know, this was all false. We had told everyone to listen to us and not to follow Muhammad, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then showed the mushrikeen by revealing this surah, وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. My Lord, or your Lord. Now this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not forsaken you, nor has he become displeased with you. Right? He's not displeased with you in any way, shape or form. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and surely what comes after is better for you than that which has gone before. So what will come later is better for you than, you know, the scholars say, than what has come before, as in, you know, the jahiliyyah at that time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And soon will your Lord give you so that you shall be pleased. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى. Did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter? Right? Was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam an orphan? Yes, he was. He was an orphan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that your Lord, right, had found you when you were an orphan and protected you, safeguarded you, looked after you. Don't think that he's going to, you know, leave you now, as the mushrikeen are saying, that your Lord has abandoned you. He hasn't. He's looking after you. Be patient. What is going to come is much better for you than what has come already. Right? And subhanAllah, living in Medina was so, you know, pleasant for them. Then he says, أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَى وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. And he found you unaware, right, of the Qur'an, it's, you know, what had come with it, the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He found you when you were unaware of this, and he guided you, right? He took you away from what was done in the past by the people in their days and ages of jahiliyyah, and he guided you with the Qur'an, with prophethood, with this beautiful sharia that had come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. And he found you poor and made you rich. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Therefore, as for the orphan, do not oppress him. Right? A message. As for the orphan, do not oppress him. Look after the orphans. Take care of them. As we said, those of you that know, maybe a family member or someone who's a friend, you know, living down your street, a neighbor, you know, maybe a friend of a relative, someone that you know whose husband may have passed away, and there's a single mother looking after children, look after those children. Those are orphan children. If they're not mature, they are still orphan children. Look after them. There's a great reward. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَنَا وَكَافِلَ الْيَتِيمِ كَهَاتَيْنِ. I am, you know, with the person who looks after an orphan like these two fingers, as in this close to them on the Day of Judgment. Imagine that. This close. How close are these two fingers side by side? Right? So would we love to be side by side with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course we would, right? We all wish and desire to be that person that has that status, who lived, you know, over a century, sorry, over 14 centuries after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but to still be right next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? An amazing opportunity for each and every one of us, if only we understood, right? فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And as for him who asks, do not turn away. Do not turn away the beggar, the person that comes to you and asks and requests from you, whether it's wealth, whether it's assistance, whether it's guidance, whether it's advice, whether it's, you know, help. Do not turn that person away. Help them in the best of your capability, to the best of your capability, as much as you possibly can. Help people, and help and help and help and help and help. This whole world, subhanAllah, when we die, we will realize that the amount of help that we gave to others, we will benefit from. But we won't see it now. We will not see a single thing of it now. Because the help that you give to others, you do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't receive anything in return. Sometimes you feel happy if things work out, if they, you know, they're pleased and they're happy, you know, then you know, you get happy because you see them happy. But when people come to you for help, help them as much as you possibly can. Whether it's with your time, with your wealth, with your energy, with, you know, maybe some space in your house. SubhanAllah, help people. Help people as much as you can. And the reward is great with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. and proclaim, or as for the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you, announce it, right? Tell it to the people that the reward is great. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given this surah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a time where he was going through difficulty, and he calmed the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the heart of the Muslimin that were following the message that had come to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We move on to the 94th surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Sharh, the relief. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us here that with every single hardship will come two sets of ease, right? Every single hardship will bring two sets of ease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So here, I mean, we explained it during Surah Yusuf when we discussed the tafsir of Surah Yusuf, not during Ramadan, prior to Ramadan. We went through it for a number of months, a detailed tafsir of Surah Yusuf. We spoke about these verses, right? Those that were here, who was here? No one? No one was here? You were here? Okay, mashallah. So we'll go over it inshallah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that with every single set of hardship that you experience, you will receive two sets of goodness, two sets of ease. So with every hardship you go through, there will be more ease that comes your way. And that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the scholars of tafsir, you know, they analyze it and they say, Allah says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So with al-usr, which is hardship, with that hardship, and it's definite, because it says al-usr, so it's like saying, with the hardship, right? So let me use my watch as an example, inshallah, because it's right in front of me. With this hardship, right? Al-usr, with the hardship will come yusr, ease. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ. Then with the hardship, the same hardship, will come ease. He doesn't say, with the hardship will come the ease, and then with the hardship will come the ease, right? Which is two exactly the same things. So there's the definite, which is hardship, is going to come. But ease will come as well. Which ease? Not the ease. Ease will come. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then with that same hardship will come more ease. Get it? Understood? I hope so, inshallah. Those of you that are good in language may understand. And those that didn't, then we will explain it at a later date, inshallah ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on in the next surah, Suratul Alaq. Which surah is this? Suratul Alaq, what's the very first verse of the surah? You all know it. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The very first thing that had come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we touched upon it yesterday, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the cave, and the angel had come to him. Jibril alayhi salam comes to him, and what does he do? What happens? He hugs him. He shakes him, right? He hugs him. He squeezes him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feels as though his chest is going to collapse. He loses his breath, right? And then what happens? The revelation starts to come. Iqra. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ اِقْرَأ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ اِقْرَأ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, read. And you know, the angel is telling him, read. And he's like, I'm illiterate, I can't read. مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئ, I don't read, I can't read. Right? اِقْرَأ, read, I can't read. اِقْرَأ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ, read with the name of the one that created you, the Lord that created you, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those first five verses to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Khalaqa al-insana min 'alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives this message. Read. And then he's told about the creation, the Lord of the creation. And then he gets worried and he runs back to his wife. And we spoke about that yesterday, right? Do I have witnesses? Good, alhamdulillah. So we'll save time there. Right? We'll move on, inshaAllah. So those were the verses that were sent to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the next set of verses that was sent to him? Muddathir. That's right. Ya ayyuhal muddathir, قم فأنذر وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فهجر. And it continued, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through the angel again, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, O you who's clothed, right? You're wearing your cloak. قم فأنذر, stand up and warn the people, right? Warn them. Warn them about what? وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, praise your Lord and know that He is the highest. Al-Akbar, the greatest, right? Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, clean yourself, make sure that you're cleansed, your clothes are nice. And subhanAllah, that's a message for each and every one of us until the end of time. Make sure that you look presentable. Make sure that when people see you, they say, Muslim, but wow. You know, looks good, presentable, carrying this image of the deen, that you bring it to people. It goes from household to household, not because you're knocking on the doors like the Jehovah's Witness are doing, but it goes from household to household because people see you in the grocery store, they see you pumping gas, they see you at your workplace, they see you going on vacation and picnicking with your family members, and you look presentable, you look good. You have morals, you have values, you have etiquettes, right? And they see that and it goes to their households because they then talk about you inside of their houses. Man, you know what? The news is telling us about Muslims, but when we see them in reality, they look like such nice people. Like they're so civilized, right? They go to pray, they're conscious of God, they love life. Right? They love life in the sense that we don't think that this world is here for us and we're going to stay here forever, but we respect each other, we respect the body that was given to us, and we you know, subhanAllah, every single thing that we do is so, you know, pure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We move on to surah number 97, inshaAllah ta'ala, which is surah Al-Qadr. And this is obviously the surah that we've all been waiting for, right? This is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, tonight will be, as the sun is setting right now, will be the 27th night of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those that catch Laylatul Qadr from amongst the nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with throughout these last 10 nights of Ramadan. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, actually, let me ask you, have you already been taught this surah? Yeah? So we don't need to go through it? No? Don't need to? Yes, we need to? Okay. My perspective is the same, it's the Quran, it doesn't change, right? Alhamdulillah. So we'll go through it inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we revealed it, we made it come down. Inna anzalnahu, it comes down. Like nazal al matar, the rain comes down from the sky. It came down. What came down? The Quran came down. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, during the night of al qadr, the night of power that we wish. You know, maybe tonight is the night of power, so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What do you think is Laylatul Qadr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks. لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months. What is done within that night is multiplied as though you had done them regularly for over 1,000 months. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. But He didn't really tell us what Laylatul Qadr really is, did He? He says that what you do in it, your actions will be multiplied, as though you've done them for over 1,000 months. But what is Laylatul Qadr? He didn't say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say Laylatul Qadr is X, Y, Z. He says the reward for it. But what is Laylatul Qadr? Who knows? It's a long description. SubhanAllah, Laylatul Qadr is a night that's found in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. It could be from the odd nights, as the Prophet ﷺ, you know, highlighted, and he encouraged us to look for it during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And it's the night where everything is decreed, as in the Qadr has been written already. But the command is given now to the angels for the next year to come. If we could sum it up in a nutshell, what Laylatul Qadr is, it's the night of decree, the night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the command again to the angels for the next year. This is what is going to happen. This is what you are to do. This is what, you know, we expect from you, and so on and so forth. So it's the night where the angels will receive this message from their Lord, from our Lord. Right? Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر تنزل الملائكة. The angels will come down on that night. What happens throughout the entire year, in the last part of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. Every single night comes down to the lowest sky and ask the angels, who from amongst my worshippers, my servants, are asking for forgiveness? Who from amongst us? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does that every single night of the year. Every single night of the year. But subhanAllah, we notice that the majority of the Muslims come out on which night? The 27th night. Is there a guarantee that the 27th night is Laylatul Qadr? No guarantee. So search for it. At least if you're going to search during the nights of the entire year, how many days in the year? 365 days in the year, for 10 days. That means for 355 days in the year, most people, you know, just do whatever they want. And you can literally do whatever you want. Right? But for those 10 days, push as hard as you can, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't worry about sleep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in the little sleep that we get. He will place barakah in the little sleep that we get. Because these are the nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies everything. Even the little sleep that we get is multiplied. Everything is multiplied, so long as it's done with goodness. So long as it's done with the intention of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the reward of that. And what is the reward of someone who sleeps? Like, what is the reward of sleep? Rest, you feel refreshed. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us with our sleep, the little that we get. Don't worry, you will feel good. And you will notice if you try to do what you're doing during the month of Ramadan, especially these last 10 days, if you try to do it any other time throughout the year, it's not going to be as easy. Try it. I challenge myself and each and every one of us. We've tried it. Our teachers, you know, challenged us as well. Try it. It's not something that's easy to do. Try and do i'tikaf like this, 10 days randomly in the middle of the year. It's not easy to do. But subhanAllah, those that are here during Ramadan, they enjoy it. They're probably going to cry on the day that they have to leave the masjid. They're probably going to cry thinking, subhanAllah, we felt such a close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now it's being taken away from us. Right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا الْرُوحُ. The angels come down. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْرُوحُ. Who is that? Jibreel alayhi salam. This is the time in the year where Jibreel comes down as well. There's no need for Jibreel alayhi salam to come. The message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was conveyed to him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. There's nothing more for him to do. What is he coming down for? He's coming down tonight. If tonight is Laylatul Qadr, he's coming down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending him down. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command, and they are going to bring the command that they have been given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the rest of the year. سلام سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. Peace, tranquility. Salam, good news, glad tidings. هي حتى مطلع الفجر. this night of Laylatul Qadr, subhanAllah, I think I mentioned it a few days ago. Don't miss out. Don't miss out after Salatul Fajr. Push even harder. Just because you've prayed Fajr doesn't mean ibadah stops. Continue until the sun rises. Continue, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Tell your spouse, keep going. Sit down, do adhkar, read Quran, make dua, cry your eyes out. After suhoor, we're fully refreshed, we're replenished. Right now I'm speaking, my mouth is dry. There's nothing left in us, right? We're dehydrated. At suhoor time, we're filled with hydration, right? We've drank, or, you know, consumed so much water. So cry that water out in your tears. In the last few moments, after Salatul Fajr, keep going. Layla, the Layla continues after Fajr. When do we pray Fajr? At the beginning of the time that it enters, right? We don't pray right at the end. We pray at the beginning. And subhanAllah, especially during Ramadan, we notice the masajid are full for Fajr. Alhamdulillah, we wish it was like that all year round, 5 times a day. But subhanAllah, push yourself after Salatul Fajr. Be from amongst those that continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know it's hard. I know we have work. But it takes only 1 minute to make a simple dua. That dua can mean your entrance, your key that you chiseled out, that you carved without taking to Home Depot. You carved it with 1 minute of making dua to Allah after Salatul Fajr. That's it. That's it. You unlocked your door to Jannah. Right? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to maximize from these last few moments during this month of Ramadan. I want to move a little bit quickly, inshaAllah ta'ala, so that we can finish in the next 10 minutes and give some time for dua. Surah Zalzala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, which is the 99th surah of the Quran, the earthquake. In verse number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how people will wonder, what's wrong with the earth, right? إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. What is wrong with the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shaking the earth. What does that mean? We spoke about it already in our tafsir. The shaking of the earth, the approach, basically, it's ending. This is the day of judgment about to begin, right? Then in the last few verses, every minute deed counts. Every minute deed will count, right? The slightest good deed will count. The slightest bad deed will count. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we will scatter, we will look, we will race, try and find on this earth a good deed to do. Something great, do it. Because then every single deed will count. We move on to the next surah, inshallah, Surah Al-Asr, which is surah number 103. And we highlighted this earlier, how time is absolutely important, right? Yet, subhanAllah, we recite this surah so quickly in our prayer. Those of us that are in a rush, we tend to sometimes not even recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ because that's too long as well. So we do وَالْعَصْر and إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ. And that's it. Because قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ takes too much time. And here in Wal-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by time, showing us how important time is. But we don't even realize in such a short verse, the very first verse is so short and powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wal-Asr. That's it. Done. That should be enough to make us stop in our salah and say, wait a second, I'm going to read more than just Wal-Asr. Right? I will read another surah, or I will read, you know, in my salah with khushur, with dedication, with tuma'nina, concentrate in my salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the surah how powerful these verses are. Such short surahs, but absolutely powerful on the scale, subhanAllah. In the last few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us a guide to success. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. We are completely lost. We don't know what we're doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the guide, the user's manual. It's right in front of you. He swears by the time. We're wasting our time. Mankind, human beings, we're lost. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Except those that do good deeds, they hold on to what? وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Be patient and hold on to the deen, and you'll be successful. Simple, easy, beautiful, flows off the tongue, we don't even know what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to understand these verses. In surah number 104, which is surah Al-Humazah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here highlights two very powerful things again in the first verse. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ اللُّمَزَةِ. What is humazah and what is lumazah? Humazah is basically slander. We know what we spoke about backbiting and slander, and we said that backbiting is less than slander, right? Slander is worse. Slander is saying something about another person that they would dislike, that's actually true about them, but you're saying it behind their back without them even knowing it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights two different types of slander. Humazah is slander with the tongue, to verbally say something about someone. Lumazah is to slander a person, to slander them by using actions, like, or using your eyes, which the scholars talk about, using your eyes, right? Someone does something and you're like, you know, you just use your eyes. That's slander. That is bad, that's terrible. Or to use your hands, to use some sort of gesture. You see someone who, you know, is doing something, you're like, look at them, right? You point at them, right? Trying to get someone else to look at them. You're not saying anything, but your actions are showing that, subhanAllah, look at this person, right? Look at them. laugh at them, right? Absolutely dangerous for us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights that in those first two verses. Then in Surah Al-Ma'un, which is Surah 107 of the Quran. What surah is this? Come on, guys. What surah is it? Not hearing anything. Hey? That's right. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, woe to those who pray. Huh? No. Keep reading. Keep reading the verse. Right? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. The next verse. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَن صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. In fact, you know, the scholars of Quran, they tell us, don't stop there. Don't stop there. Recite that verse when you're reciting it. Say, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَن صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. So that you give the true meaning. The entire meaning is there. People don't hear it and get distracted and say, what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cursing those who pray their prayers? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَن صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. The people who pray their prayers, and here leaning more towards the hypocrites, those that pray but don't want to pray. They're showing that they're praying, but they don't really want to pray. Or those that are not conscious of their prayer, as the scholars, the Mufassirin say, those that are, they know they have to pray, but they're not conscious of their salah. You know, they're just, it's time, later, we'll pray later, right? And then they delay it to the extent that they don't even pray their prayers. We move on, inshaAllah ta'ala. Read that surah, Surah Al-Ma'un, very powerful. Read it, learn it, understand it. Surah Al-Kafirun, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Here is a declaration for us being free from associating any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And we tell the non-Muslim, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You have your religion and I have my religion. That's your deen, this is my deen. You choose that, that's wrong. You chose it, and this is our religion, this is the truth. We move on to Surah Al-Ikhlas, and then Surah Al-Falaq, and Surah Al-Nas. The last three surahs of the Qur'an. And here in Surah Al-Ikhlas, we know it very well. It is a surah that affirms the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comprises, you know, the aspects of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah. And in it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas gets the reward of reciting the one-third of the Qur'an. So if you recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, because in it, it contains the reward of a third of the Qur'an, recite it three times, it's as though you recited the entire Qur'an. How powerful is that? But you have to know it. You have to understand that. You have to believe that you're actually going to get this reward too, right? Don't just be like, oh, you know what? Oh, mashallah. I've always been praying my prayer and every single rak'ah I recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Yeah, that's because you've been late, right? Late for work. Late to go somewhere, right? Know that when you recite it, your recitation of this surah comprises one third the weight of the Qur'an. So read it knowing that you are reciting one third of the weight of the Qur'an on your shoulders and on your tongue. And therefore you will recite it concentrating, focusing, understanding that this is the truth. And in this short surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms His oneness so simply, so beautifully, and it's there in front of us. Then in the last two surahs of the Qur'an, these are known as the Mu'awwidhatayn, or Mu'awwidhatan, right? These are the two surahs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to protect ourselves with. Protect ourselves from harm, from evil eye, from magic or black magic, from, you know, people doing any sort of sorcery, witchcraft, anything of that sort. Protect yourself with these two surahs. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he would go to sleep at night, he would recite Ayatul Kursi, he would recite Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and he would recite these two surahs, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, and he would recite them as though he's making dua, you know, recite them into his hands, blow into his hands, and then he would wipe his hands on his body, starting from his head, down his face, his arms, his chest, wiping on as much of his body as he possibly could, and then would go to sleep. And this is said to be a protection for the body while you're sleeping. Protection for you while you're sleeping from anything that's going to harm you. Whether it's a living being, an animal, an insect, or something of that sort, or someone performing magic or something on you, you know, it's a protection. So we should be protecting ourselves in very simple ways, turning our sleep into ibadah. Scientists say we sleep 1/3 of our life, right? Approximately 8 hours a day, 1/3 of our life we spend in sleep. If you sleep according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you spend 1/3 of your life sleeping in ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your sleep. So easy to get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're going to sleep during the nights of Laylatul Qadr, even if it's for like an hour or 2 hours, or you need to go to work, we know that people have to go to work. Not everyone can stay awake all night long, right? You have to go to work, subhanallah. Sleep according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At least that sleep will be multiplied, right? The reward of that sleep will be multiplied if it's done according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end of our tafsir of the Qur'an. We will, however, continue for the next few days until Thursday, insha'Allah ta'ala. So don't stop coming to the masjid, right? Just because the recitation of the Qur'an will end tonight in Taraweeh, just because we're finishing, you know, our halaqah of the Qur'an. In fact, I wanted to go until the 29th night in covering the verses and the surahs of the Qur'an, but because our recitation goes right up until tonight, and wanted to follow so that those that are learning now will be able to understand what's being recited at night, we kept the flow. But we will continue a halaqah insha'Allah ta'ala with regards to tafsir and related to tafsir and Qur'an for the next few nights until Thursday night. Thursday night I'll only do a short one for about a half an hour, so we can maximize and all make dua during the last few minutes of Ramadan insha'Allah ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to learn these verses of the Qur'an. Subhanallah, you know, something that many of you don't know. I actually went through 6,594 pages to prepare for these halaqas. 6,594 pages. I tabulated the pages that I went through and I wrote it down at the end. In 27 days, 6,594 pages. And that was all basically brought together in 1 hour every single day throughout this month of Ramadan. And we look at the Quran, how many pages are in it? Come on, 600 and? And depends on, yeah, if you 13 line, all these different, right? It's roughly over 600 pages. But subhanAllah, the books of tafsir that I've gone through, and I literally opened up one shelf of my bookshelf of tafsir books, only one shelf of books for this halaqah. So the knowledge that we can get from the Quran is so much more than what we've covered. There's so much more there. Right, I've only gone through literally like one shelf of books, if I were to stack them all up, one shelf across, and I have an entire bookshelf of books of tafsir, and that's only in Arabic. Right? SubhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to learn a little bit of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our efforts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand these verses of the Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents, to grant them success in their life if they have passed away. We ask Allah to forgive them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our good deeds and our actions, our a'mal, our statements throughout this month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to let our fasts go to waste. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who stay away from slander and backbiting and evil talk and idle time that is just wasted. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be from amongst those that purify our wealth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to this deen, to make us from amongst those that increase in our iman and our taqwa. These are the days of Ramadan, as he says, you know, he made these days of fasting for us to increase in taqwa. Ya Rabbi, please make it easy for us to increase in taqwa. Ameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who are walking, living, walking, talking examples of the Qur'an, as was the example of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.